Welcome to the first Elisarian language lesson. Today, we will be discussing the days of the week and some pronunciation from earlier language lessons. The Elisarian week follows a six-day structure with four business days and two weekend days. So to start, the days of the week are Pavish, Malvish, Sendvish, Kevish, Rovish, and Dorvish. Pavish is the first day of the week. It means literally with zero, like the zeroth day. In Elisarian, you're not on a day, you're with a day. Think about this. We're not with yesterday anymore. We're not with tomorrow yet. And if we die today, tomorrow will happen without us. So we say with, Pavish, with zero. On Pavish in the Dells, the king and queen hold court. It's a chance for people with property disputes, debts, petty criminals, and any other complaints to speak directly with the king and queen. So during War of the Wicca Part 1, Adia and Meldrick make decisions, and it's up to Bruno to enforce most of those. If property needs to be measured, or a well needs to be dug, or people need to pay off a debt to a merchant, it falls to Bruno to follow through and make sure everything gets done in a timely fashion, ideally within the same week. Occasionally, criminals are sentenced to jail time, like the time Magenta turned Adia into a rodent. In the Dells, they try to avoid having prisoners because of the expense and inconvenience, so if someone ends up in the dungeon, it means they did something really spectacular. Besides court, Pavish is also just a regular day. School is in session, businesses are open, life is pretty normal. The next day is called Malvish, named after the god of Elisara, Melkor. He died back in the days of yore, and the legend about his death plays a key role in the decisions characters make in Firefall. On Malvish, the key difference is church. Elisarians hold a sunrise service, which means everyone has to get up absurdly early. There's also school on Malvish, and businesses are open. So basically, everyone gets up super early, goes to church, and then suffers all day long with being tired. All of this is done in honor of Melkor, who thinks they're all wasting their time since he can't hear them anyway unless he actually goes to church too. And why would he waste time praying to himself? Pavish and Malvish are special days because people all around the kingdom travel to the palace for court and church. This is a great time for inns along the route and for traveling merchants to draw income. It's also a great time for criminals and thieves to target people. So the day before Pavish and the day after Malvish, security on the main roads increases. The third day of the week is called Sendvish. This is basically the Elisarian version of Hump Day or Our Wednesday. Nothing special happens on this day. Businesses are open, schools are open, but there's no church or court or anything. Day four, which is equivalent to Friday, is called Kevish. Even though nothing special happens on this day, at least the weekend is finally here. Don't you wish you were Elisarian so you only had a 40 work week? I do. The weekend is 2 days, Rovish and Dorvish. There is no school, no obligations, not even church. The weekend is about enjoying oneself. Sure, farmers and merchants still have work, but the attitude is more laid back. So those are the days of the week. Pavish, Malvish, Sendvish, Kevish, and Dorvish. I said also that we were going to be doing some pronunciation from the earlier lessons. So, when you say something like, I would say, hi, I'm Chrissy. I wouldn't say that because that's English. I would say, West Chrissy, who are you? So, West Chrissy, Sempe Sest. That means, who are you? And goodbye, of course, is how. Those were the things we learned in the first lesson. So I would say, West Chrissy, Sempe Sest. And for hello, I would say, wo. And for goodbye, I would say, how. Where are you from? Is pa ite sest? The appropriate response for anyone listening to this is West Pa Babylon, because that's how all the other realms refer to our world. So pa ite sest, West Pa Babylon. So I might say, whoa, West Chrissy, West Paw Babylon, Sempe Sest, Paite Sest. That is the extent of what the lessons have covered so far. We'll cover new topics in the next lesson. Thank you for listening today. How?